This is Eric Troll. Interview with Mr. Calvin Warren for History 444, family history. Mr. Warren, you want to tell me a little bit about yourself? When were you born?
1933.
Okay, where were you born at?
In Cleveland County, Alabama.
Were you born at home? Were you born in a
Born at home.
Born at home?
Mm-hmm.
How many people were in your family?
Well, there was two boys, four girls, and my mom and dad made eight of us total.
Were you the youngest?
Yes.
You were the youngest? Who was the oldest?
Aline.
What was it like for you and your family as far as growing up in Cleveland County?
Well, we grew up on a farm.
Grew up on a farm.
Everybody worked in the fields. And
what was the major crop?
Well, cotton and corn, hay, things of that nature. We raised some cattle.
Did you raise it just for family consumption, or was it for sale?
Well, we mostly for family consumption, but we sold quite a bit too. We truck farmed some. That meant that we went to different towns and what we call paddling, and we sold our goods house to house, door to door.
Did you do that 12 months out of the year? Or
no, that was only during the time that the vegetables were fresh, in the spring and summer months.
I take it that you and your brothers and sisters went to school during the other months that you weren't working?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
What's the extent of your education?
High school.
High school. You graduated from high school?
Yes.
What about the rest of your family, your brothers and sisters?
My oldest sister got 2 years of college, I had my brother got 9 years of school. My second sister got 11 years. My third sister graduated from high school, and my fourth sister got 11 years.
Was education important for, as far as your mother and father was concerned, for the kids?
Yes, it was, but of course there was so much work to be done on the farm too. If we wanted education, they tried to give it to us, but it wasn't number one with them.
Work was?
Yes.
What about education as far as your mother and your father? What was the extent of their education?
My father finished 7th grade and my mother finished 3rd grade.
What was your father's occupation?
Farming.
He was a farmer?
Well, for several years, and then he bought a cotton gin and grist mill, and then we did that for the remainder of his life.
Did you and your brothers and sisters work in the mill?
Oh, yeah.
In the cotton gin, too?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hard, kind of easy?
Yeah, it's hard work.
Was it? Did you like it, or good learning experience?
Yes, it's quite a bit of learning experience. We ginned quite a bit of cotton, and we ground a lot of corn. Of course, we ground corn year-round for people to have corn meal, and made feed for people. So it was just a public service.
Did everybody in the county come to the mill, or was there more than one gin?
Oh, there was more than, there were several gins in the county. And we were just one among several.
Where was the gin and the mill located at?
On the Tallapoosa River, near Hopewell, Alabama.
Hopewell. Abernathy, Alabama.
Is that
Hopewell?
Well, yeah, all of that's in there about the same place. Abernathy and Hopewell, very small places. One store, maybe a couple of stores.
Tell me a little bit about the truck farming.
Well, we had quite a few apple trees, fruit trees, and we would gather the apples and sort them and grade them. We'd get them ready to carry about 3 days a week to peddle them in the towns. And we would go to either Tallapoosa, Georgia, or Hefton, Alabama, or Anniston, Blue Mountain, places of that nature. We'd leave early Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we'd stay until we sold everything out. And then we'd go home when we finally sold out.
You spent the night in these different places?
No, we always came home.
Came home that night?
Yeah.
Okay. Religion, did religion play a big part of your childhood?
Yes, it was very important. My parents attended church regularly.
Tell me a little bit about that.
They were primitive Baptists, and they had a preacher once a month at their church on Saturday and Sunday. And the preacher would come on Saturday. A lot of times he'd walk to church, maybe 15 miles to on Saturday morning. He'd preach, and then he'd go home with us that night, spend the night, and then have church on Sunday. And then my dad would, usually always had a car. My dad would carry him home in the afternoon on Sunday evening.
Was that the church there at Abernathy?
Then? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all do the fa sol la singing back then?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
What kind of role did music play in your life? Did you and your family have a radio, and if so, did y'all listen to just gospel music, or did you listen to the country stations, or what kind of music?
Oh, we listened to whatever we could get on the radio. Our first radio was a battery-powered radio, and of course it would fade out and it wouldn't come in good, but most of the time at night we could get a pretty good station. We could get the Grand Ole Opry, and we had the gospel singing too that would play.
As far as the cotton gin and the grist mill, working in that, what was that like?
Well, we had water power from the Tallapoosa River. We had a dam, and we had like three water wheels that were turbine type wheels. They were underneath the water in the water house, and of course this generated quite a bit of power with the water passing through the turbine. And we would, as long as we had water, well, we had power, and we could gin a bale of cotton about every 30 minutes, which was slow by today's standards, but we could, and starting about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and ending about 9 o'clock at night, we could gin several bales of cotton in a day's time. And we would buy seed from the people who got the cotton gin, and then we'd retail it then, wholesale it to the Southern Cottonseed Oil Company in Atlanta. We'd carry a truckload at a time over there and sell them. And it was quite interesting. It was a lot of hard work, but it was quite interesting.
Was the grist mill and the cotton gin both in the same building, or were they separate?
Yes, well, they were separate, but in the same building.
In the same building. Come summertime, these days, sometimes the river will go down or lakes will dry up due to the summer heat, summer sun. Did your family ever run into any problems as far as the water power, or did y'all, how did the dam play a part in the constant water flow to
the gin? Yes, the water would go down, in especially in the fall of the year when the rains got scarce. And we had a Wisconsin engine, and we could hook it up to the wheels and continue ginning or what have you. And we had power, but that cost too much money to buy gasoline for that engine, so we used water power all we could, but because it was free.
Right.
And but we did have an engine to back it up.
Right. that's a smart thing. How many people were in your father's family?
Okay.
Just brothers and sisters.
He had, his father was married to Evans the first time, and there was three children, Ezra and Amos and Maybelle. And she died. Well, then he married Maddie Hale. So there, that was my father's mother, and then his daddy, who was Calvin Robinson Warren, and Maddie Warren. And they had five children. They had Celestia, Vesta, Nellie, and Chester and William.
What about your mother?
And then there was, my dad's dad died whenever my dad was 8 years old. So his mother married Jim Smith, and they had four children, Herman, Gaines, Pauline, and Otis. So that would have meant been 12 in his family.
Are those, that would be half-brother and sisters?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What about your mother's family? How many were in
there? Okay, there was, Nolan, Roy, Dossie, and my mother, Estella. And my mother's mother died when my mother was 2 years old. So my grandfather married a Story, and she had had a child before. She'd been married before, and they had one child. Well, then they had five children. She was a Clark, so that mother would have had three siblings and then five half brothers and sisters, plus a step brother, which would have been, let's see, 10 in her family.
Why so many in their families? Were they rich? Were they just farmed?
They were anything but rich. They farmed and they ate out a living. But back then, you were considered, if you had several children, you were considered capable of having a good workforce. Now, as far as me and my brothers and sisters, we would get our farming caught up with, and then we'd hire out and work for other people. And I remember one day I chopped cotton all day long and got a quarter for it out in the hot sun. But I was proud of that quarter. I could buy a sack of candy with that.
There you go. It's a far cry from today's prices, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we was proud of anything we could get. Yeah.
Did, with all your family in Cleburne County or locally based, did you get a lot of family coming over? Were the families close back then?
Well, we were a very close-knit family. I don't think I mentioned that we made syrup for the public, too. We made sorghum syrup back before my dad bought the cotton gin. And there's people from miles and miles around that would bring their syrup can and leave it there for us to grind the juice out of it and cook the juice and make syrup out of it. And this was a day of about, say, starting around 4 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of times we'd wind up maybe 9 o'clock at night. We'd have a barrel of juice squeezed out of the can by sunup, and my dad would have a pan cleaned, and he'd redo the firebox, get everything ready to cook in the syrup. And then whenever you turned on juice, you're supposed to have a barrel of juice ready to start. And then you kept that barrel of juice all day long, and you fought the wasps and the hornets and the yellow jackets and the guinea wasps and bumblebees and honeybees and what have you. And you get stung several times a day. But the machine that squeezed the juice out of the cane was pulled by a mule, and every hour would have to take the exchange a mule for another mule. We had two mules, and so they got to rest an hour, and then we'd take the other mule and work him an hour, and had to feed him. We had to draw water for the meal, and it was just a busy time all the time. But at sundown, we tried to have a barrel of juice, and then we'd cook that off whatever length of time it took. And most time is around 9 o'clock at night. And we'd have a lot of company. People would come over, and we had what we call skimmings off of the cooking syrup. And I'd take some syrup cane and dip in there and get some skimmings and eat them. And we had also a place on there, we raised peanuts, and we parched peanuts while we were cooking the syrup. And you could eat those parched peanuts and eat those skimmings, and that was very good. You drink that juice from squeezings, it was very good too. And we also had some apples that got ripe in the fall, and we'd drop a couple of three apples down there where the syrup was getting about done. We'd have candied apples, and we ate pretty well, but that was very good eating.